Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
Welcome
to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's a coming off here of a warm, hot day yesterday. And waiting for that sun to really pop up today. We're looking at another warm day. Have a couple nice summer days. It's been nice to enjoy versus some of that rainy weather we've been having, though, as I say that, we'll probably get some more rain tomorrow is what I'm seeing. But some 90s next week. Oof. Summer. Summer's here. Weird. We haven't had summer yet, so, we'll be noticing some things in our yards and our gardens because we've had such cool temperatures, where it hasn't really gotten hot, so, you know, you haven't seen as many issues in the yard from not being watered enough, right? We've seen it in all the other things, you know, too much water, too much too cool, too those, you know, too many things like that. But we haven't really seen the dry conditions. We'll probably see those for a few days. So, you know, it'll be a big change. But we're somewhat used to that based on the past years of weather, etc. So we'll just keep on keeping on like we always do, but we'll keep our gardens safe and take care of them. We'll keep watering, you know, those few days where it's going to get warm. Don't forget, watering in the morning is the best to allow the plant to not dry out for the entire day. You know, think about it as they're not used to that heat again. You know, usually, right, in the spring, as the temperatures warm up, you know, we start to get used to the hot temperatures. And when I say hot, you know, 80s, whatever, we kind of start to feel our bodies just deal with it. But this year's been a weird one where it's been up and down, so you can't really get used to that warm heat. Well, it's the same thing with the plant, right? They get used to the temperatures. They start to figure out, all right, this I'm going to do this time. You know, absorb the water in the mornings to stay cool during the day. Well, they're not used to it either. So we got to just help our plants out, not allow them to dry out during this time frame here so that when it gets warm this week, they're not going to have the issues. What you'll start to see is if they're dry, obviously they'll start flagging. They'll start bending over. The plants that you have fruit on, like tomatoes, peppers, etc., those guys will dehydrate a little bit. We want to continue all that growth because we've had perfect temperatures for our tomatoes to be growing. They've the plants have gotten big because of the way the temperatures and the rain, etc., have. That warm weather could dry them out. We want to make sure they're taken care of. So get out there in the morning. The next few days, it's obviously going to rain tomorrow from what I'm seeing, at least in my area. And then the next day, few days after that, it's going to be hot. So take care of your lawn. Take care of the garden early. Make sure that it gets, sufficient water. You know, one of the things haven't had to worry about as much, obviously, is the water. But I don't want anybody to, just say, all right, the rain's been so much, I'm not going to continue watering, or I don't have to water as much. That's where we can have some issues, right? We're used to having a drought and not being able to water at this time. But we've got to continue it. We continue watering right through until the ground freezes. So anybody who's working with their lawns, working with their gardens constantly, just keep watering. I know it sounds a little bit crazy with the amount of water we've had, and a lot of New England is no longer in drought conditions, but we have to keep that up, right? We have to continue with that. So those are some things to be thinking about this week with some warm temperatures coming. So hopefully it doesn't affect us all that much, but it's only a few days, then back to those, not the abnormal temperatures for August after that. So if you have any questions, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And there's plenty of time to be giving us a call, obviously. We've got 4 hours left in the show here to answer all the gardening questions you have and figure out a few things. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm noticing mosquitoes are out there more than ever. I mean, we're spraying, and the mosquitoes just keep going and going and going. Obviously, it has a lot to do with the amount of rain that we had, standing water sitting in areas. So definitely, see what you can do out there for those standing water areas. Clean out your bird baths if you haven't taken them down, because I know a lot of you follow like the Audubon Society and have taken them down for what's going on with our birds. Clean out the gutters in your house. Wheelbarrows, empty them out. Sometimes we leave them standing up, they get filled with water. Rain barrels, that type of thing. Those are all things where mosquitoes will live. We have the products from Summit Responsible Solutions, the mosquito dunks, right? Safe to be putting in all those areas. They're not going to harm pets, wildlife, yourself. You put these dunks in there and they'll actually kill the mosquito larvae for up to 30 days. That's where they start to form, right? Standing water. If you have standing water around the house, this is the perfect thing to use. Definitely want something to take care of it because, like I said, more mosquitoes than I've ever seen. You just walk out there at night and it's like a wall. So start from the beginning. Get rid of them before they form fully into those mosquitoes. And then from there, you can get the areas cleaned up. Spray again. There's lots of different products out there that you can be using in natural ways to be spraying for the mosquitoes, etc. Because right now, you're seeing them everywhere. Honestly, you walk outside at night, and it's a wall of mosquitoes. So definitely want to keep an eye out for what you can be doing. Like I said, there's plenty of sprays out there. Natural Alternative has a really great one. There's this mosquito tick and flea control hose end version. You can attach right to the hose. Walk around, spray the different areas that are covering, not where mosquitoes form, right? Again, getting rid of the standing water first. then spraying all around the areas. I always use a couple different products, right? I'll spray into the woods at least about 10 feet, best I can, surrounding areas. Spray the areas that have a little bit taller grass, you know, around the shrubs, etc., because that's an area where they like to hang out. But this natural alternative one, you know, I know it's a great product, great organic product, because it is honeybee, butterfly, earthworm, and pet friendly. So that's what we love to spread out there, those types of things, because it does do a lot for us. This product does about 10,000 square feet, right? 10,000 square feet. Now, with not as much rain out there, we'll definitely be able to spray it, and it'll last. A lot of these products you use after it rains, or when it rains, it kind of washes it off. A lot of them you look at and they say don't apply when there's 12 rains expected within 12 hours. So those are some things to be thinking about, because right now mosquitoes are out of control. We can discuss that and more as we go on. So give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's not sunny out there, but it's getting there. We're have another warm day, right? But looks like possibilities of some rain later. We'll see. We'll see what happens. It is New England, hey, at least it's not snowing, right? Yep, I just said that. Snow. Yeah, it's August. I don't know. I wouldn't mind having a little bit of snow right now. But I digress. That's for a different show, different day. Let's think gardens, right? What can we be doing? What else can we be doing? We started talking last week in regards to, what do you do to get ready for starting your lawn, right? You know, a lot of us will look at our lawns and say, I've read this, that it is the best time to be putting a lawn in during the fall. Fall is a great time for planting. So what are we going to do? We need to start thinking about now what we're going to do, because that fall season of planting for grass seed starts about the time that school starts for the kids, right? Right at the beginning of September. That's when usually the temperatures start to head down, right? We've had, obviously we've had some crazy temperatures the way things have gone this season, but what usually happens, let's just, I don't want to call it a normal year because we haven't had a normal year in a couple years here, but the normal time frame to be putting like a lawn in, we start at the beginning of September to give it some time to really get deep in, deep root system, start getting developed, etc. But it takes some planning ahead. If you're in an area where there's tons of weeds and you're saying, all right, once this season, we get to that fall time, I'm going to reseed. Well, think about it. If you're going to use, certain synthetic products, they do say right on it, cannot reseed for 2 weeks. So you think about that. Today's the 8th. we're 2 weeks away from the 8th is going to be the 22nd, if you were to do it today. But most likely you won't because of the rain tomorrow and the heat coming on. But although the heat will help get rid of some of those weeds if you've sprayed them. So maybe Tuesday's the day. But you're still about the 24th of August. Now, that's getting rid of the weeds. Then we have to prepare the lawn and get the lawn, that area cleaned up. Add new soil if that's what we want to do. Add some compost to that soil. Do those types of things. But as you see what I'm saying, we're not that far away. So we want to plan ahead. So, if you don't do it this week and you do it next week, you still have time, right, to be doing it into September. But the earlier in September we get that lawn seeded, the better off we're going to be long term. Seed's going to have more time to develop roots. It's going to be able to go deeper into the soil. You're going to start to see growth of the different blades of grass a little bit. You'll be able to cut it a few times. That's one of the keys here, is if you can cut the lawn, at the end of the season, at least, two or three times, that's developing. Your lawn is developing and getting stronger. It's going to have a better shot going through the winter, right? It's also going to give us time to fertilize a second time if we use a starter fertilizer at this point, right? So we have some options in our future of what to do, but you should start to really think now on what you're going to do. Up to you and what you want to use for a weed killer, synthetic versus organic, multiple styles. Now let you decide on what you want to do there. But again, a lot of them will say, wait 2 weeks before seeding. So plan it out. Think ahead. We're not that far from fall, right? Fall doesn't start technically till the end of September. But for seeding the lawn, we kind of consider fall September 1st-ish. So we're getting there. I hate to say that summer's almost over, but we were talking yesterday in the car with the kids, and it was like, whoa, summer is almost over. Anyways, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Your lawn, destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BearAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
COVID cases in the U.S. continue to rise, with new daily infections averaging more than 100,000. According to new data, the 7-day average of new cases is just over 107,000, a level not seen since the surge over the winter. Hospitalizations and deaths are also on the rise, with more than 40,000 people currently hospitalized, according to the CDC. Deaths are averaging about 500 a day as of Friday, up from about 270 just 2 weeks ago. Health officials say that the surge could continue if more people are not vaccinated. Just over 50% of Americans are now fully vaccinated, with more than 70% having received at least one dose. And the White House announced Friday that the pause on federal student loan payments would be extended to January 31st. The Department of Education said in a statement that this would be a final extension and that they believed setting a due date would cut down on default and delinquency when payments resume. This is USA Radio News. The White House says that more lockdowns are not on the horizon. Brad Bernards reports.
We're not going to lock down our economy or our schools because our country is in a much stronger place than when we took office. Thanks to the president's leadership in vaccinating the American people and getting an economic relief to those who need it.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. The U.S. government has been preparing for the possibility of the virus evolving and becoming more difficult to deal with. In a briefing last month, she said Biden would support states if they went into lockdown again. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And the U.S. Postal Service says that it will be slowing down some mail services in October as part of a cost-cutting measure. Some first-class deliveries will move to a 1-to-5-day service standard, up from the current 1-to-3. About 60% of first-class mail will remain on its current standard. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale! Oh no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And plenty of time left in the show, obviously. We're just getting started here. So give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out with all your gardening questions today. I know it's, we're still in summer. I know a lot of us have taken vacations while we can to enjoy our time outside. This has been one of the, it's been a first summer in a while that we've been able to do anything, right? Obviously, last year we weren't out as much and previously, so we're getting out and enjoying ourselves. Let's get out and enjoy ourselves while we can, and then take care of our yards, our gardens, etc. I will continue a little bit on the lawn side of it, because I think this time of year, we got to think ahead. We got to think ahead in a lot of our different seasons, right? We're not looking at the same. We're not thinking ahead like the grocery stores or some of the stores think ahead when it comes to seasons, right? I'm sure some of you have seen it there. I've seen some places that started to get Halloween candy out. We're not thinking that far ahead. We're not like that. We're thinking ahead, a few weeks of when we can get started here. So like I said, think about when you're going to get your lawn started and let's work on it, right? Now, we talked a bit about getting the lawn ready, getting those areas where you're going to put grass seed down ready. But let's look at, picking out some grass seed. Let's look at what to do with it, because it's not just about, getting stuff done and just putting it down. Let's think about picking out the grass seed, right? Now, there's number of different grass seeds out there, all different for sun, shade, sun and shade. What is it? What are you looking for out there? So, I'll take an example here from Natural Alternatives. They've got a number of different blends. So, five really good blends. You look at it, they have one that's called Cool Season Cadillac, which is bluegrass. Then there's Jumpin' Jack, which is ryegrass. And then there's their new breed, which is a tall fescue. So those are all single-style grass seeds. So you only have one variety in there. Then they get into their... they have the two mixes that they have. One's called Iron Man. It's fescue, rye, and bluegrass. And then they have the Made in the Shade, which is a fescue and ryegrass. So let's talk about those a little bit. Bluegrass loves the sun. Absolutely loves sun. Does well, full sun. Will take sun all day. Ryegrass, do a little bit of both, sun and shade. And the same thing with a fescue blend, right? So when you put all those together, you put all three, the bluegrass, ryegrass, and fescue, you kind of consider it like a sun and shade. Because that bluegrass loves sun, doesn't do well in shade. Does better in the sun, whereas the fescues and the ryes will do all right in shade. Then you look at the Made in the Shade brand that they have. It's just fescues and ryegrasses. Why is that? Like I said, bluegrass hates the shade. So when you're looking for a mix and you come in and you say, I have full shade, you go into the store and you're like, I got to get shade mix. Take a look at the back of the package. See what seed is in there. Now, if you have, there are some shade bags of seed that actually have like 10 to 15% of bluegrass in it. If you can find a grass seed that doesn't have bluegrass in it and you have full shade, it's going to be better for you. Why would you put something in full shade that doesn't do well in full shade, right? So, just reading the label and knowing, you know, the three blends of grass that we really have in New England, that bluegrass, the ryegrass, and fescues, knowing which one goes in the sun, which one goes in the shade will help you, right? There's some seed mixes out there that I've seen where, you know, they say shade on them, but it's about 10 to 15% bluegrass. And then you look at it from the same brands, they have some that are out there, no bluegrass in it at all. I'm all in right there. That's where I would go for shade. Now, if I'm looking for sun, knowing that our areas aren't typically, the lawns typically aren't one style of grass unless there was a, sod was put in. You know, if sod was put in for the longest time, it was just bluegrass. Now they've come out with a fescue blend that they've put out. Actually, the Black Beauty grass seed, they have a lot of the turf growers, the sod farms, have a Black Beauty mix where it's a lot of the fescues. Those are the two that you might see in the area where it would just be a single variety of grass. But the majority that is not done by sod is a mixture. So in our area, New England area, you're going to see bluegrass, ryegrass, and fescues mostly, right? So that's why we like to look at mixes. When they say sun and shade, right? We know that a sun and shade, you need 6 hours plus of sun, whereas the ryegrass and fescue in that mix will take that shade and the sun. They're the best of both worlds. And then they mix usually the bluegrass is in it, right? So the bluegrass mixed in it, you'll get that full sun and shade. You'll get the nice bluegrass blades and the nice fescues to fill in. So it's a nice mixture here, right? I always like the mixtures. And mixtures don't have to be all three. It can be the two like it is in the shade. But I like the mixtures just in case one of them has an issue down the road, right? Every time I think of planting anything, I kind of think back to, I know we're talking about the lawns, but like the elm, like a Dutch elm disease, right? Tons of elms were planted all the same, all in rows on the streets, etc. And all of a sudden Dutch elm came, wiped them all out, right? So now all the same things are there, all the same things are dead. all the same things as you're replacing, right? So that's why when it comes to the lawn, or even with street trees or plantings, etc., you like to mix it up. So that if one has an issue that is specific for the plant, for the turf, for the tree, it doesn't kill everything, right? We learn a lot from our past, the way we, you know, do things. Obviously, we look at the way we spray. We look at the way we plant. We look at all those things now from how they've changed. You know, like I said, we used to plant all the same trees down a road. You know, we still do that. A lot of those trees have gotten bigger at this point. But you notice more street trees are getting out there. Different trees. So we want to do the same thing with the lawn. I like to see the mix. That way, like I said, if something happens, it doesn't take the whole lawn out, right? We don't want to do that. We want to try and get this lawn to last as long as possible. Now, I'm not saying there's anything out there with each specific grass. I don't see anything like that, but just want my opinion for those out there to kind of look at it. So, you know, see what you can do to think about that. Like I said, putting these seeds down are the ways to be looking, right? So think ahead. Think about what style grass seed you're going to use. Now, the other thing I want you to think about putting down is a starter fertilizer when it comes to putting this grass seed down. Starter fertilizer, when it comes to a lawn, is going to have a heavy middle number, right? So the middle number is going to be higher than the first and third number. So we have nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. So NPK, right? The phosphorus, that middle number is going to be high so that it can help develop a root system and it can help push some shoots on there. Natural Alternative has a fertilizer, starter fertilizer, Recuperator. It's a 7-10-4. So it doesn't need a lot of nitrogen because the grass seed is producing. It's not doesn't need to push a lot of that green. It's got that 10 number in there. That 10 is going to help with the root development. It's going to help with the shoots and push the shoots up there to develop in a timely fashion for you. And then the potassium, a low number, just for all around to help out with a little bit of everything. Help those other numbers really make sense for the soil. Now, another thing to be thinking about when it comes to starting a lawn for the fall, maybe this is the time to get that soil sample done. We haven't talked about soil samples in a while. I know we've had some other things going on with the lawn and garden, but this is the time to do a soil sample so you can start adding those products when you start the lawn. We know that the pH in our area needs to be in a 6.5 to get premium growth from the lawn and for it to really develop well. You know, this would be the time to be looking at it and saying, what can I do? So you'll be able to get those things done because soil samples take usually about 2 weeks from when you send it out. So, beginning of August, that gives us 2-3 weeks to get ready. So that way, when we go to put the seed down, we have the area ready. Do we need to add organic matter? Which, 9 times out of 10, no matter where you are, you're going to need to add organic matter to the lawn. Are we going to need to use lime? Are we going to need to use a soil enhancer, something to help break up some of those trapped nutrients that are there? Are we going to, what are we going to need to add just so it's not just seed and starter fertilizer? Because we could put seed and starter fertilizer down multiple times, rinse and repeat, but it might not get there for you. So that's where that soil sample comes in. It tells us the pH. It tells us what other elements are in the lawn that we need to add or try to get rid of, right? So these are things to be thinking about now so that when you start to put the lawn in, you get all the information. If you're putting new loam down or loam down, you can put a little bit of compost over it, maybe a top dressing of it to add some organic matter. Or too much magnesium or too much phosphorus, too much whichever. We can put something down to, you know, help break up those that too much calcium, too much nitrogen, too much magnesium, etc. We can be looking at some of those things and getting those taken care of at this point. So definitely something to be looking at now for next, you know, for the fall and for next season. You know, that product I was talking about is that sulfur amendment from Natural Alternatives, or out there, Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green. Those are the products that can help release some of those trapped nutrients and those types of things. So we got to look at those things. We can continue with this discussion and more as we go on, but give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need, and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're starting to think, you know, next season's right. Think about the fall and think about putting lawns in. We don't want to think about fall when it comes to, like, that summer weather, right? I know. I'd love to keep it out there for as long as possible. But these are things we want to be thinking about for that next season. So we know, all right, this is what we're going to do. This is when we're going to do it, etc. So let's just think about it. Let's think about, you know, what we do for the rest of August, you know, going into September, what can we do, right? Again, we can start thinking about those, you know, the new lawns, but let's think about the lawn you already have, the lawn that's already working, doing well, etc. You know, this is the time where maybe that step three, if you haven't put it down, you still have time. Because a lot of it's just a fertilizer, right? Those are things to be looking at going forward. Like, I need to fertilize during the summer to get it ready for those next applications, right? Maybe it's application three, or maybe it's even, you know, almost time for application four, and you're saying, well, four step only got me into August. Well, right, we're looking to go to that next one, where sometimes you could do like two just straight lawn fertilizers during those summer months. So instead of the fourth application or fourth step, whatever you want to call it, we put another fertilizer down, maybe a more fall type fertilizer instead of that step four, which is like a winterizer usually. Let's look for a fall based fertilizer towards the end of this month. Because usually what it is about like the third, maybe fourth week of August is when that fourth application usually starts to be put down. So that's why we need to look at it and look at more of a fall fertilizer versus a winterizer when it comes to your fourth application. Using an organic type fertilizer or synthetic, up to you on how you want to do that. But we need to be thinking about doing that for our already established lawns. You know, let's look at those areas. Did we spend a lot of time on the lawn? Did we kind of create compaction in those areas? Did we run over it a lot? Did the kids play on it for tons of period of time where you now notice the ground's a little bit harder? Those are things we can start looking at doing, because compaction leads to more weeds, leads to damage of the different types of grass that you've put in. So looking at that with like a soil enhancer, like a sulfur product from Natural Alternatives, or that Love Your Soil, right? So both of those products, what they do is they help release trapped nutrients into the soil. So when I say trap nutrients, it's not just because they're compacted, but there are other factors in there. But what it also does is breaks up some of those compact areas. It doesn't make it the soil so loose that you, when you walk on it, you're almost recompacting it. What it does is the under effect. We're looking at underground. This isn't just about feeding the lawn yourself. We're talking about feeding the soil and taking care of the soil to get that, you know, perfect look to it, that perfect feel to it. So those areas that are high traffic areas, very compact areas, using those products will help it, right? The other thing is, obviously, we're getting into some warmer weather. We've had so much rain that you're saying, I don't think I need water forever. Well, we're going to need to with some of the warm temperatures coming up, making sure we water in the morning, making sure we take care of the lawns to help keep them green, right? Some of you might be thinking about aerating the lawn later towards the end of the month. Right? Here's a great point that I picked up here from Natural Alternatives website. They have some checklists for what to do in the lawn. And they actually say if you're planning on aerating later in the month, be sure to give the lawn a good watering 2 days before the aeration so the ground is nice and soft but not soaking wet. This will allow the aeration service to be more effective. Right? Perfect example of what to do before you're going to aerate. So, think about that when you're going to do that. Otherwise, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.